This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, my brothers and sisters, Ramadan is only a few weeks away, and we all know just how important this month is. As you all know, it is the month of fasting. It is also the month of Quran. It is the month of prayer and qiyam, as well as the month of giving charity. And we all want to make sure we make the most out of this month and be among those that are forgiven and gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm going to share with you here 7 key tips to help you kickstart your Ramadan in the best way possible. Number 1, make the intention to truly benefit from this month. All actions begin with intention, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So make a firm commitment to truly benefit from Ramadan this year. Promise yourself that this will be a Ramadan that is filled with worship and good deeds. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for strength and follow through with your plans. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make a dua: Allahumma inni as'aluka thabata fil amri wal azim ala rushd. Oh Allah, I ask you to keep me firm upon this affair and give me the determination for guidance. It is that niyyah and intention that we want for you to fast, to pray qiyam, to frequent the masjid, to give charity, and to improve your acts of worship and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 2, repent from your sins and bad habits. Ramadan is a time of purification. Seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make a sincere tawbah of all your sins. Reflect on any bad habits you had developed and work on getting rid of them and abandoning them before Ramadan starts. A clean slate and a clear conscience will allow you to fully embrace the blessings of this very special month. Number 3, build a strong connection with the Quran. Remember that Ramadan is the month of Quran. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. It is the month the Quran was revealed. So strengthen your relationship with it, reading small portions daily, and more importantly, trying to understand the meaning behind the ayat and the verses in the Quran. Remember, the Quran is a message of guidance. Allah says in the Quran, it is هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. It is a guidance for mankind. So reflecting on the Quran and pondering over it will help your iman and make your salah more meaningful. Let the Quran be a source of guidance throughout Ramadan and beyond for you. Number 4, make up any missed fasts. It's important to make up any missed fasts from the previous year before Ramadan arrives. We are not allowed to delay them past this Ramadan without any valid reason. So if you have any outstanding fasts because you were traveling or because you were ill or any other reason, especially sisters who may have missed them due to their monthly cycle, pregnancy, or other reasons, now is the best time to make them up. Since we are now in the month of Sha'ban, which is the month before Ramadan, and it is a month where fasting is generally encouraged. The Prophet ﷺ used to fast more in Sha'ban than any other month. And we have to take advantage of this time that we have now and make up any missed fasts before Ramadan starts. Number 5. Educate yourself on the rulings of fasting and the fiqh of Ramadan. Before Ramadan begins, refresh your knowledge on the fiqh and the rulings. What breaks your fast? What are the sunnah acts? What are the practices that we should be increasing of? What maximizes our reward? What is obligatory? What is recommended? Consider attending short courses, listening to lectures, and reading on the virtues of this blessed month to give you that extra motivation and boost. Number 6. Make lots of dua. Start making dua right now that Allah allows you to reach Ramadan in good health and high iman. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you benefit from it and earn His mercy and forgiveness. Make lots of dua before you reach Ramadan and of course during Ramadan as well. And number 7, welcome Ramadan with joy and excitement. Ramadan is a beautiful opportunity to earn Allah's love and mercy. Approach it with enthusiasm and gratitude. Express this joy with your family. Encourage them to prepare as well and create an uplifting environment where the blessings of Ramadan are felt throughout your home and household. May Allah allow us to truly benefit from this month. May Allah forgive our sins and grant us entry into Jannah and be among those that are forgiven in this very special month. Ameen.